1320 WILS. My next guest, an author, a best-selling author, says that a lot of the problems we have here in our country has to do with us avoiding facing pain. Marianne Williamson joins us, author of the brand new book, Tears to Triumph, The Spiritual Journey from Suffering to Enlightenment. Marianne, great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Marianne.com. You actually got your own first name as a website. That's incredible.
Yeah. Shows how old I am, huh?
Must have been the first one in the door. That's incredible. Now, when you, in terms of writing a book, does it have to do with your own experiences personally? Or?
Well, I think to the extent to which it's from your own experience, you have a passion about the topic. You know, you can't just, you know, publishing a book isn't publishing your diary. Mm-hmm. But I think when your own experience, as mine does in all of my books, informs your passion and your understanding, then of course it's important. But also, I have worked with people in catastrophic situations professionally for over 30 years. Mm. People have been diagnosed with serious life-challenging conditions medically, people who are getting a divorce, people who are grieving. Mm. So I've had a lot of up-close and personal experience of, you know, depression and deep sadness, so, not only in my own life. Yeah.
When you're going through horrible things, why is it a bad thing to block it out, to numb yourself, and just to get through it?
Well, first of all, you fail to learn the lessons. I know in my own life, some of the dark nights of my soul have taught me things like don't treat life like a joke, because it's not. Mm-hmm. It's taught me to be more humble, to be more grateful, to atone for my own mistakes, to try to be a better person, to forgive other people for theirs.
Hey, I want to go back to when you say don't treat life as a joke. What does that mean exactly?
Well, when I think of the experiences that I went through in my 20s, when I went through some personal tragedy in my own life, I think that a large part of growing up is that, you know, when you're younger, you think, you know, if this marriage doesn't work out, another one will. If this job doesn't work out, you know, you have the arrogance of youth, and you don't. I think as we come to understand life more through greater experience, we learn that everybody's feelings matter, and life is more serious than sometimes you take it when you don't know better.
So tell me this, though. If you open up that hole and go in there and begin to feel things deeply, what keeps you from falling even more deeply and getting into a very dark place?
Well, that's an interesting subject. The psyche has an immune system, just like the body does. If you and I have a bruise on our body, we know that we just need to give it time, but the body does have a natural mechanism for healing. And the same with healing the heart. The psyche has an immune system, just like the body does. And when I was growing up, for instance, I'll give you an example. When I was growing up and someone lost a loved one, an immediate family member, it was a cultural, societal agreement. We all understood this might take a year of deep grief.
That's so frightening, though. My God. Does it not scare you to imagine that?
Well, I disagree with you. It's only a kind of historical aberration that we see that as frightening. We used to see it as life. You know, you go through a painful divorce, or your business fails, or you lose a lot of money, or someone you love died. You don't get over this in 3 weeks. And it's actually a neurosis of our culture that we act today as though people should.
You're going to have to go through crying on a daily basis for many months, potentially, that kind of thing?
Well, yes, but if you allow yourself the experience, that doesn't mean that your tears will be dysfunctional. Your psyche knows how to embrace it. People didn't just start getting heartbroken. And this idea of a medical model, this medicalization of normal human despair, is not functional at all. When you just short-circuit your own journey of healing and heartbreak, you desensitize yourself to your own pain, which makes you more likely that you will desensitize yourself to the pain in other people. But most importantly, you won't grow from the experience, and you'll just go back out there and you'll attract the same kinds of experiences and make the same kinds of mistakes to the extent to which you made mistakes next time.
Is it, by the way, I'm talking to Marianne Williamson, the brand new book, Tears to Triumph. Is there any potential, though, of changing for the worse when you go through an experience?
Well, you know, that's the sort of pharmaceutical propaganda at this point. But if you know, who's to say that 45 tears is too many to cry? Who comes up with this artificial line and says, to a certain point, it's quote-unquote normal, and after that, quote-unquote, they need treatment? When you look at the suicide statistics, because that's what you're really asking, if you look, yes, we have had a spike in suicides over the last few years, but we've also had a spike in and antidepressant use. Mm-hmm. So there's no substantiation for the idea that antidepressants have stopped it, and the FDA has issued a black box warning that for people 25 years old and younger, antidepressants actually increase rather than decrease suicidal ideation.
Okay, so what do you do, though, if your entire world, your spouse, your family looks at you and says, really, it's getting too deep and dark, you need to snap out of it?
Well, I'm not talking about snapping out of it. And my book is a spiritual book. I talk about the great universal themes. I talk about three in particular. I talk about the principles in Buddhism, the principles in Judaism, the Old Testament. I talk about the principles in the New Testament and Jesus. The idea that all the great religious systems speak to the reality of human suffering and then speak to their spiritual transformation. You know, the idea that the search for wisdom, the search for greater faith, prayer, meditation, atonement for our own errors and forgiving other people for theirs. Mm-hmm. This is not just some lightweight thing that we should continue to peripheralize.
Very deep. By the way, the book, again, Tears to Triumph, it's a journey that's much deeper than we can get to in the time we're talking. When you talk about becoming numb and being able to compartmentalize and block something, what's the real consequence of doing that? Can you escape some of the real painful parts of life in some way?
Well, when you look at what's going on the planet today, we have some very, very serious problems. We have environmental issues. We have an out-of-control death cult called ISIL. We have racial issues going on in our country, stuff with the police. If you're looking at all the things happening on the planet today and you're not upset, I wonder if you're looking. So sometimes our neuroses are more delineated by what doesn't upset us than by what does. This is a time for very serious, sober grown-ups. My parents' generation, darn right they were disturbed by Hitler. They had to be disturbed in order to be moved to the very mature place within themselves where they could not only discern what to do about it, but actually do what they needed to do about it. So this is not a time for any of us to be numb. This is not a time on the planet for us to be numb. If you look at everything going on politically, socially, economically, this is time for us to be deeply reflective, deeply mature, deeply considered human beings.
That's what it sounds like, real work you're describing, though.
Yeah. Well, yes, and what generation has ever healed what needed to be healed in their world without doing that deep work?
Do you think this young generation now, the internet generation, the ones that are on their phone all the time, how are they going to confront these issues you're talking about?
Well, if you look at some of what's happened politically in our country, it's been the young people. If you look at something like the Bernie Sanders campaign, it could be argued that some of the young people are the ones who've gotten the most passionate in the last few years about issues like income inequality, like environmental activism. So I think if we're really fair and we're really honest, you look at the millennials, and they're the ones who've been shouting the most in the last few years about some of the things we should be shouting about.
The book, and you're going to learn a lot reading this book. It's Tears to Triumph, the spiritual journey from suffering to enlightenment, really part of life you cannot avoid. New York Times best-selling author Marianne Williamson. You can find her at marianne.com, by the way. That's an easy website to remember, marianne.com. The book Tears to Triumph. Marianne, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.